So, Tom, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening, a chance to look ahead to the Boston United match on Saturday. First things first, I've got to bring you back to Tuesday. You've had time to mull over it now. What's your thoughts now after Tuesday night? Now you've had a few days to think about it.
Obviously disappointing the way we conceded the goal. To be fair, I think Billy will be disappointed not to claim it the first one. And then looking at the highlights, Hal is very unlucky to give that penalty away. He's gone to just clear the ball and the lad's nipped in front of him and he's kicked the back of his ankle, and fair enough, there's contact there, but he's very, very unlucky, to be fair to him. The second one was from our corner. Not missed the first man out. First thing you learn in football is miss the first man out. We haven't done, they've gone up the other end, and to be fair to him, it's a great counter-attack and he's took the goal really, really well. He's chopped Jamal. He's coming tight, he's flattening the bottom corner. Nothing the keeper could do. Third one, again, we've conceded from a corner. It's causing us problems at the minute, so it's something we really need to look at and get right. But he's lost his man, and it's a great header. And then the fourth one, the killer blow. I think, to be fair, we probably need to stop that cross. But we were nowhere near at the back defending it. So it's problems looking at that. But it's, on another hand, we've scored three good goals. We've looked at them back, and there is positives. I thought the first half we were really, really good. Second half, we should have shut up shop and we should have won the game. There's no excuses there. It's very disappointing not to come out without a point of a 9-3. And we've got to learn from that, and very quickly, because the games are coming thick and fast and there's no easy ones to go at.
I mean, me and you like the sport of rugby league, and what they tend to do in training sessions is they don't just train, but they also sit in a classroom and they watch some of the things back. Is that an area that you'd like to get involved in? Because you've only got so much time, haven't you, unfortunately, and you can't really show the players the errors in their ways, or can you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you can, but then obviously you lose, like you say, you lose time out on the field in at the minute. Like I said before, I don't think we look quite fit enough at the minute, so that's the main aim, to get us fit and get us sharp. So it's something that we can do as coaches and relay that to the lads. But of course, it's something that we want to run this club as professional as we can, so anything that's going to help, we'll be doing.
And let's talk about training then on Thursday. The problem we've got is that I'd imagine on your Thursday training session you've already looked at Saturday's opposition and you try and work a way of getting the lads' heads round the various plays and stuff to watch out for and stuff like that. But the problem we've got is you've got Craig Elliott's side coming on Saturday. Then you've got to play a Phil Parkinson side on Tuesday, which is totally different. And then it's John Owen Bernard and Chester, which, yeah. And that's three different ways of playing that you've got to deal with. I mean, how do you get that across in a 2 hours on a Thursday night?
Yeah, it looks a massive task, doesn't it? We like to be able to think that teams have got to adapt to the way we're playing. Unfortunately, we're not kind of going and dominating games at the minute. It's something that we, again, will be working on and looking at. We want to be FC United, who nobody likes to play, and people are thinking, oh, we've got a greasy team, we're a hard-working team, but they like to play football, they're good, strong and physical, and that's something that we want to get across to the lads and something that we'll be working hard on over the next few weeks. Every game's different, you've got to look at systems they play, personnel that they play, it's difficult, of course it is, when you've only got 2 hours on a Thursday, but we do our best and we are doing our best, so fingers crossed we've got it right for tomorrow and we'll go to that 3 points.
Now, I'm not going to ask you what your lineup is, obviously, but when it comes to changes, you did make a few key changes on Tuesday night. Are you still not quite certain yet about what your lineup is, or was that just basically to try and learn some lessons from Saturday's? Where are you at with your team selection? Is basically what I'm
asking. To be honest, look, the substitutions on Tuesday were probably for us at the wrong time. We probably should have done it a little bit earlier in terms of adapting to how they changed at half time. We've probably done that a little bit slower. Myself coming on, probably done that at the wrong time as well, because Dicko was winning every header up there, and I'm sure he'll be disappointed to come off, but I didn't look at it as if we were going to lose the game. I looked at it as if we were going to go try and win it, and I felt that I could affect the game, and unfortunately it wasn't to be. So again, yeah, it's a learning curve for us. We've got to make the decisions at the right time, and that's what makes good managers in the end. So we've got a full squad to choose from tomorrow, so fingers crossed we've picked the right team. We've obviously got a team in mind. Anything changes, we'll adapt to that. But at the minute, we're happy with what we've got, and we're going to go forward and try and win this game.
Well, you've answered my question then. Brad Barnes, he's going to be long term, I take it, with Lloyd Allenson for at least a month, I'd imagine it all.
Yeah, he's looking at a good month. Yeah, he's twisted his knee. You could see the way he was rolling that on the pitch on the Saturday. That it wasn't pleasant. We're confident with the lads we've got in there. They can replace them, and fingers crossed we can go through to everybody that we're not no pushovers in this league, and we'll get 3 points.
And just something else that I might have heard down the grapevine, when it comes to Michael Jones, I think he's gone on loan now, has he, to Paddyham? I think he was last week, or have I made that up?
No, that's correct. Yeah, he's a great player. He's Michael Jones. He just needs a little bit more man's football and to adapt to different kind of scenarios and surroundings. So we've sent him out there. Obviously, that last year did tear England the world of good. So, it's a nice little link that we've got with them. He's always asking if we've got players and if we've got somebody who needs that extra game time or needs that experience. They're there for us.
And the pitch is much better in August than it is compared to what it's like in February, just to say.
I'm sure
he's able to ping the ball around. Any more youngsters on the periphery? Like, for example, I could figure Steve Affleck or Elliot Samoes. Are you looking at some short-term Joe Regis or loan outs or something like that, just to make sure they get some football?
Steve will be going out on loan. We've yet to get him fixed up. But Elliot will be in the squad tomorrow. He's somebody who does something completely different. He's really, really exciting. And when he's direct, he's unplayable. So fingers crossed, if he gets his chance tomorrow, he'll go and take it.